March 17th, 2021. St. Patrick says, "Praise be to Jesus." Back in the day, in the times of my evangelization in Ireland, I had to put my own needs last, including my own safety. I had to place the spirituality of the heathen population of Ireland first. Today, I could be doing it all over again. This time in the whole world. You do not see the many sins all over the world as I do. There are countless sacrileges against the Holy Eucharist. The human body has become a sinful playground. The commandments are not a consideration in most hearts. These messages are God's way of lifting the fog from the consciences of most people. People do not pray as they should be. Prayer should be a priority as a means of exposing and combating evil. These messages are the awakening and the salvation of a small portion of the population. God needs your prayers in even greater numbers. Pray that these messages receive an even greater audience. Pray that these messages are a catalyst towards the conversion of the world. A note is given to read Hebrews chapter 2, 1 through 4. Therefore, we must pay the closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the message declared by angels was valid, and every transgression or disobedience received a just retribution, how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation? It was declared at first by the Lord, and it was attested to us by those who heard him, while God also bore witness by signs and wonders and various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, distributed according to his own will. Scripture verses asked to be read by St. Patrick.